Okay, and then we have a contrast here. So you have the sons of God, that's the fallen angels. They see that the daughters of men were beautiful.
好，所以呢，这边有一个很重要的概念，就在谈的是那些天使堕落天使，就是上帝的儿子啊，他们看到了人类的女儿们，说他们觉得很美丽。
Okay, but actually remember we look closer at the term beautiful, and it shouldn't be beautiful at all, it's just good, it's tough.
我们上礼拜也教了，就是说所谓人类的女儿很美丽，它其实用的原来的希伯来文，用的那个字是叫做tov，就是好的意思，而不是美丽。
And remember we looked at Genesis chapter 1 when God was restoring the earth in 6 days, and he would produce something and then he would declare, this is tov, this is good.
记得我们上礼拜也讲到，就是在创世纪的第一章里面，上帝他花六天在创造世界，他每创造一个什么东西，他就会最后就会说这很好。And
he wasn't saying this is beautiful.
他不是说这很美丽。Now
of course, you know, God's creation is very beautiful in many ways.
上帝的创造是美丽的。
But the reference there, good, is that God has made it complete. It's perfect, it's whole, it's done. The job is finished.
所以上帝用好这个字代表的是他完全完美的创造了，是把这个事情做完了，而且是完整的，100%的完成了。
This is how God is declaring. This is right. I've made this without mistakes.
所以上帝其实是在宣布他做了一个完美的一个工作。
And humans were just the same. When he created humans with perfect genes, and going back to Adam and Eve in the garden, this was before the fall, before the curse on nature, they were perfect.
所以呢，当上帝在创造人的时候，他也是创造了一个完美的亚当跟夏娃，他们有完美的基因，他们在没有犯罪前，没有堕落前，他们都是完美的。
Because they had perfect genes, this meant that their children, their daughters and their sons could marry together and they could procreate, meaning they could have sex and they could have children. There was no problem.
所以呢，因为亚当和夏娃他是完美的基因，他们所生的孩子在那个时候也是一样，一代一代，那前面几代都是完美的基因的，因此他们的兄妹是可以结婚的。
But after time, of course, you get slight mutations coming in after God cursed the land. And then you have mutations coming into the gene structure.
所以呢，这些可以结婚、互相培育下一代的这些兄弟姐妹呢，他们其实都可以完美的结合，而不会造成一些任何基因上的问题。但是呢，后来逐渐的这个世界遭到了诅咒，然后慢慢的环境越来越差，他们的整个的这个叫做遗传系统就受到了损害，也因此就会有所谓的 败坏的基因，然后兄弟姐妹太靠近了，就不能够基因太相近，是不能够结婚，不能生孩子。So
while there has still been mutations in the cell structure, but the human DNA remains unchanged. In other words, like you still need the same number of chromosomes, and then humans have always been humans. You know, we've always had the same genetic structure.
但是呢，即使是这些有一些所谓遗传性的问题开始发生了，但是人类的整个染色体就是结合，然后生育培育下一代的这种模式是不会变的。Okay,
you know, humans are humans, apples are apples, bananas are bananas, that kind of thing. It never changes.
所以所有的物种之间要同种的才能够互相 结合生孩子，这个事情是不会变的。
They say that monkeys, some forms of monkeys, they have about 98% of the same kind of DNA as humans.
就像人家说这些猴子，它其实有 98%的基因是跟人类非常一样的。
But that 2% makes a big difference.
但是即使是差2%，2个百分点的基因，还是会让
And actually, we share 40% of the same DNA as a banana.
其实呢，我们的这个染色体啊，基因啊，跟一根香蕉有将近40%是一样的基因。Now
we don't know how the angels are going to procreate with the females. It's not presented in scripture how that happened.
虽然在我们的圣经里并没有说明为什么那些堕落天使可以跟人类生育。
But when they did, and they found some method of doing that somehow, and when they did, you know, the genetic change must have been very small, but it was enough to create a new race of...
所以呢, 当这些天使, 不论他用什么方法可以跟人类交配, 啊, 但是呢, 虽然这个天使的基因一定跟人类的很相近, 但是即使是有那么一点点的不同, 都已经会影响到人类的未来的子孙的基因。
Okay, and this is what's going to create what we call the Nephilim, the fallen ones.
所以呢, 这样他们所生出来的天使跟人类的混血儿, 就变成了叫 Nephilim, 这种新的人种。
Yeah, the word is from the Hebrew word nephel, which means to fall.
而这个字呢, 在希伯来文呢, Nephilim呢, 其实就是所谓堕落的意思。
In the Hebrew, you have this word nephal, and it's N-O-P-H-A-L, I guess. Nephal, which that's the verb, to fall.
所以在这个希伯来文里面有个字叫
Nephal,
其实就是英文的 fall.
Okay, and then the Nephilim, they put a ha, which means the, so they put the ha, Nephilim, and then they just make it plural.
Okay. 所以原来的那个前面的字根是堕落的那个掉下来的意思，好，是动词，然后它把它加了，变成名词，就变成了堕落的一种名词。Okay, so from
now on, it would be nice to, I'll just refer to these half castes as Nephilim, and now you know what I'm talking about.
所以呢，它现在特别就要让大家理解。 这种half-half就是两人跟天使混血的这种人, 他的这个字, Nephilim, 其实是堕落者的意思。
What these are, these Nephilim, they're the offspring between the angels and between these women.
这些就是那些所谓的Nephilim, 就是这天使跟这些人的女儿, 他们所生的孩子。
Now just reading through the English, for example, in Genesis 6:1, it looks like these sons of God, these fallen angels, are seeing these women, these human women, thinking, wow, she's beautiful and I want to get married to her and, you know, we can have babies.
所以从字面你会误会哦, 以为这些堕落天使看到这些人类的女人很漂亮，所以就想要跟他们结合，跟他们结婚。
And then it says, if you carry on in the verse, it says, they took wives for themselves, whomever they chose.
然后后面就说，所以他们看到了这些女人呢，就把她变成了太太，然后呢。 就是他们就怎么选，他们自己就选择了。
Yeah, now we always have this impression of angels being these quite beautiful looking creatures.
你们要记得，那些天使都是很完美的一些受造物。
Except Satan, of course. You know, Satan, he's this red-faced guy and he's got horns and sharp teeth.
我们看到的那个后来人类画的这个撒旦, 好像就没有那么美，天使画得很美，然后撒旦就画红色脸，然后有两只脚，然后又有很尖锐的牙齿。
Yeah, they make him look really disgusting, as if we're supposed to be scared of him.
然后呢，我们显然就是把这个，我们把，就是我们人类把撒旦画得很恐怖，让我们会害怕。
But actually, Satan was one of the most beautiful creatures created by God.
但事实上，撒旦会是 天父所创造的最美丽的一个受造者。And
all of the angels were the same. They're very beautiful.
所有的天使一样，他们都是被创造的非常美丽。Even
the fallen angels.
即使是堕落的天使。And
you imagine these fallen angels, and we don't know how they can appear to humans, but we do have angelic appearances throughout the Bible, and they would have been very beautiful, very glamorous, quite breathtaking.
所以你可以想象那些天使其实都是被 在这个我们的圣经里面都有描述过，他们都是非常非常美丽，会让人这样美到窒息的状态。
Imagine you've got some woman, and then the father has said, "Oh, you're going to marry this boy over here," and maybe she's thinking, "Oh, well, he's okay, he's quite handsome."
比如说有一个女生看到了一个男生，那个爸爸说，哎，你可以跟这个男的结婚，然后那个女生就说，哎，好啊，还可以啦，他看起来蛮帅的啊。
And then this angel appears before her one night and says, you don't want to marry this geek. You can get married to me. And, you know, big muscles and he's, you know, just...
然后当如果这时候有一个天使出现在这个女生面前, 她非常的英俊, 而且这个非常有肌肉, 然后就是一个完美的男性,
and speaks very beautifully, very intelligent.
然后他又很会讲话, 讲话又很好听, 然后他跟这个女儿, 女生讲说, 诶, 你可以, 你不用嫁给他, 你可以嫁给我。
Very funny, very humorous.
哦, 而且他又很有幽默感, 讲话很好笑。
And yeah, he really knows how to please this girl.
然后他非常知道怎么讨好这个女人。
Well, she's going to say yes.
这个女生一定会说, 好啊。
Okay, and that's how these angels can come down. They took wives for themselves, whomever they chose.
所以啦, 这边的金句说, 他们呢, 会, 任何他们所选择的, 都会成为他们的太太。
Now, for any of these fathers who had these daughters, if they were learning Bible doctrine, like Noah, they would know that you don't want your daughters getting married to these angels.
而任何如果是一个相信神的人, 就像诺亚, 他一样, 如果是像诺亚教的孩子, 他一定会知道说他们不应该跟这些天使们交配, 所以他们不应该嫁给他们, 他一定会听话。
Yeah. And we don't know if Noah had daughters, but obviously he had the three sons.
They had wives.
But that's from another family, right?
好, 但是我们不太确定那个诺亚他自己有没有生女儿, 但他至少生了三个儿子。
And those three daughters, we can assume that their parents were also teaching them, don't get married to the angels. You know, God's plan is you get married to men. And look at Noah's sons, very, very good boys.
而那些诺亚儿子的太太们呢, 很显然的, 他们也是听话的女儿。 他们的父母可能有教他说不要去嫁给那些天使, 要嫁给像诺亚这样的人。
Yeah, so these angels were coming down and very beautiful, of course, very handsome, great charisma, that they know how to say the right things.
所以这些美丽的天使啊, 他们是非常有完美的形象, 然后很会说话的这些男的天使。
It's a fairly similar situation to how it would be like you imagine a Christian girl, you know, a girl in a Christian family, and she's grown up and the Bible teaches that if you're a Christian, you should get married to a Christian.
这好像跟这个, 基督徒的家庭长大的孩子, 也都被教导说你应该要去嫁给基督徒的概念。
There's an important reason for that.
这是一个有蛮重要的一个理由的原因。
There was a special kind of a witness. We're all supposed to be witnesses in the angelic conflict, but there was actually a witness relating to marriage.
因为这个概念呢, 就是说我们都是在天使征战里面的重要的见证人, 而这个见证其实对这婚姻来讲也是一个见证。
Because just like there's special commands that God has given to individual believers, there's also commands in marriage.
就像, 神给我们每一个人, 个人呢, 都有一些命令, 但是呢, 也有一些, 神也有给这些婚姻一些命令。
And also, of course, Jesus Christ, he represents the groom in a marriage, and the church represents the bride. So there was this analogy which we're showing to the world as well.
而就像耶稣基督代表的是新郎, 而教会代表的是新娘。
We're representing this relationship between Jesus Christ and His church.
就是所以呢, 一个夫妻之间的关系, 它也在代表了一个神跟教会之间的关系, 就是他们互相是都有一个代表, 预表性。
And if you have one side of a marriage, maybe he's a Christian and he's learning doctrine, he understands this, but his wife is an unbeliever, or even she could be a Christian but not learning doctrine, and she doesn't understand, there's a great imbalance.
而如果一个夫妻啊, 如果先生是一个很好的基督徒, 而且很认真的读圣经教义, 而太太也许不是基督徒, 或者是她是基督徒, 却没有很认真的去学习, 这样的话, 他们两个人的整个价值观是有一种不平衡的状态。
Now for a husband who has an unbelieving wife, or a wife who's not learning doctrine, that can be a great test for him, and he can still become a great believer.
而对于一个 信徒, 很好的信徒, 而且有学习的信徒, 他呢, 如果有一个不相信耶稣基督的太太, 或者是不认真读圣经的太太, 太太的话，他们两个之间是有很难沟通的一些部分，但是这个对这一位先生来讲，他还是可以变成一个很好很伟大的信徒，他还是可以继续成长。
And it's the same for a woman. Yeah, a lot of women, they get married as Christians. They falsely maybe think that the man they're marrying could become a Christian later. Or in many cases, they get married first and then she might become a Christian later. It's the same thing.
就是也有一些女性基督徒，她会以为说她跟某一个非基督徒结婚以后，她会期待她的先生会变成基督徒，或者是
Okay. And in a situation like that, you're a bit like if you go to the book of Hosea. Hosea, you know, he was a great believer, and God told him, you have to marry this prostitute. But that was to show the relationship between God and Israel, who were very unfaithful to God.
荷阿西书里面就是上帝跟荷阿西说，你要去娶一个这个妓女。当然，这是一个很大的一个这个测试啊。
That woman that Hosea married, she represents unfaithful Israel. And Hosea, he was a great believer and he was a great witness.
而这个 Hosea 和阿西呢，他的太太代表的是这个不忠实的以色列。
Yeah, yeah.
何西亚。
That one there?
Yeah.
Okay.
何西亚他代表的是一个很伟大的这个受神的操练的一个信徒，好，所以这让我们可以看到这个案例还是有很大的意义的。
Okay, but that's not really the sort of marriage you want to get involved in.
但是呢，这却不是我们期待一个夫妻关系的状态。
Now, for Christians, if you're going to get married, you need to get married to somebody who understands these concepts and that you can grow in grace together and be witnesses together.
所以呢，对于我们的基督徒的一个婚姻，我们其实是希望夫妻两个都是信徒，而且彼此互相了解，同时可以一起在属灵上面成长。
For Christians, that should be first in their mind when they're getting married. You should ask yourself, is this man or is this woman willing to grow together so that we can be witnesses in the angelic appeal trial?
所以对于一个基督徒来讲，他跟另外一个基督徒要准备结婚的时候，他一定要互相自己也要问说对方是不是可能跟他一起成长而成为天使征战的重要的见证人。
Now most Christians don't understand that, of course.
当然很多基督大部分的基督徒都不了解这一点。
And even for Christians, they just think, well, yeah, she's a believer, she's a Christian.
对于很多基督徒只会想到说哦对方也是一个基督徒。
And she goes to church a lot.
而且对方是会常常都会常常会去教会的。
And she's very beautiful.
然后她很美丽。
So I think this is God's blessing for me, and I'll ask her to marry me.
所以呢，我相信这是神给我的祝福，所以我就要跟她结婚。
Now for the girl, you know, she could be a Christian as well, but unless she understands these things as well, there could be an unbeliever, very handsome, and he's a really good guy, and he does everything for her.
那也有可能对于一个女性基督徒来讲，她遇到了一个非常帅的男生，然后他也可能是个基督徒，然后而且对他非常好，为他做很多事。
This guy is an unbeliever, but his personality is just wonderful.
他是讲说这个男的不是基督徒，但是呢，他的个性非常棒。
He's very stable in his life, and he knows how to think properly.
他是一个非常安定的人。而且他的思维也非常正常。
He's from a good family.
他是来自一个很好的家庭。
Got a good job.
他有个很好的工作。
And he's always helped me out when I have problems.
那他总是当我有问题的时候，他就会帮助我。
And I know the Bible says I shouldn't marry a non-believer, but you know maybe this guy will become a believer one day.
虽然圣经的确教我应该要嫁给一个基督徒，但是也许这个男的将来会被我影响变成基督徒啊。
And that's a bit like what was happening in the time of Noah. You know, these maybe believing families, girls from even believing families, but the temptation to marry these angels was just too great. You know, these guys were just fantastic.
所以在诺亚那个时代也是一样，就很多的基督徒的女孩们，她们碰到了这些哇，太棒的天使，这么完美的形象，她就没有办法忍受这样子的吸引力一个诱惑。所以他就知道他不应该嫁给这些堕落天使，但他还是做。
Maybe their parents are saying, "No, don't marry this angel. Yes, he's very nice, but don't remember the promise given to Adam, and remember the promise about the Messiah."
而他们的父母很可能有跟他们的女儿说，哎，虽然他很不错，但是你不要忘记我们神给我们的允诺，将会有一个弥赛亚要来，我们不能跟天使结婚。
But the woman says, no, I love him too much. This is the man I have to marry. The angel. I have to marry this angel.
然后这个女孩就说，不行，我就是要嫁给这个天使。
Okay, well, and that's it, you know, this is what's led to the corruption of the human line.
所以呢，这就是造成整个传宗接代的人类的这条线会被破坏的很重要一个原因。
The human, the boys that wanted to get married to these girls, they don't stand a chance.
所以原本那个男生想要跟这个女生结婚的，他就没这个机会了，就被天使给抢走了。
They probably all became gay, I guess.
那些男生就好像只能去当同性恋。
Okay, anyway, so this is what we're talking about. This is, we can see now the picture about coming to the end of the human race.
这就是我们要讲的，就是为什么这些天使可以渗透人类的种族。
Okay, but that sort of finishes off chapter 6, verse 1, and then next time we can look at verse 2.
所以我们这样呢，就把创世纪六章第一节讲完了，下一次我们会来谈的是第二节。
Maybe we'll get down to verse 3 as well.
也许我们下次还可以讲到第三节。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the message from your word.
我们感谢天父给我们的这些讯息，来自你给我们的话语。
We give thanks that the Holy Spirit works within our souls to help us understand and bring these concepts together.
也感谢圣灵呢，让我们的头脑能够真正的理解这些概念，然后让所有的学习可以融为一体。
We also give thanks that Jesus Christ, as our Savior, was willing to go to the cross and take the punishment for our sins.
更要感谢耶稣基督为我们承担所有的罪，而为我们到十字架上接受所有的责罚。
And that through the things that we're learning, we can actually grow in Christ in order that we can glorify the three members of the Godhead.
而我们要感谢我们因此的，因为这些的学习，我们可以能够真正为圣父、圣子及圣灵的荣耀而成长。
We give thanks for every opportunity that we have to learn and apply your word.
而且我们要感谢所有可以让我们学习跟执行你所教导的事。
We pray that you guide us to give us opportunities to evangelize to the lost, to the unbelievers.
而且我们甚至要感谢，让我们学习，让我们可以能够将学习的也可以传扬给非信徒。
To share the gospel or the words of hope to a world which is without hope.
同时呢，希望我们能够分享我们的福音给那些没有希望的人。
And we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们的所有的祷告是因着耶稣基督之圣名。
Amen.
Amen.